USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Justice is now investigating itself. Its internal watchdog is looking into allegations that it secretly seized phone data from at least two House Democrats during the Trump administration. Two large tech companies confirmed they were ordered to turn over the information through subpoenas. An official confirmed that Apple informed nearly a dozen people in May about the probe. At that time, a gag order from the DOJ had expired. According to the source, the investigation didn't reveal any evidence of leaks. The Justice Department acknowledges it has been aggressive in pursuing leaks of classified information in recent years. That includes former Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his successor, Bill Barr, who has responded to allegations, Barr saying he was unaware of any member of Congress being subpoenaed in the case. He also said he never spoke about leak investigations with former President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has announced that the Justice Department will double its enforcement staff to investigate voting rights violations, calling the right to vote the cornerstone of democracy. Garland denounced some states' efforts, largely heralded by Republican lawmakers, to suppress the vote, including more stringent voter ID requirements and vote-by-mail restrictions. He said the Civil Rights Division will use provisions under the Voting Rights Act to ensure existing and new voting laws don't discriminate against certain classes of voters, including people of color. During a speech in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a few weeks ago, President Biden urged voting rights groups to begin to redouble their efforts to register and educate voters. He asked Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the effort to protect voting rights. While the House has passed federal voter protections, the legislation is in peril in the Senate, where Senator Joe Manchin said he would break from his party to oppose it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Biden has already set the stage for a contentious series of talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. USA's John Clemens reports.
President Joe Biden issued a warning to Russia of robust and meaningful consequences if it engages in harmful activities. One issue on the agenda is Russia harboring cyber criminals that have been targeting American interests. Although several industries have taken precautions, those in international law enforcement can do little to stop these attacks. Cybersecurity expert Nick Powers is with St. Louis-based UNCOM.
It's really hard to police the world when it comes to these cyber criminals without a lot of cooperation amongst different countries.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A new study shows that more millennials regret buying a home. USA Radio's Brad Bernards reports.
According to a recent Bankrate survey, 64% of millennials aged 25 to 40 are facing regrets after buying a home, compared with 33% of baby boomers aged 57 to 75. The survey found that the older the buyer, the less likely they were to have home buyer regret. One factor that may explain this divide is desperation. Younger home buyers are more likely to rush into a purchase, which can lead them to settle for properties that might not be to their liking. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.